the Chena River is getting cleaner, the waterway that winds through the heart of Fairbanks had been plagued by oil and sediment from runoff. But as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, local efforts have turned things around.
After years of substandard water quality, in 2010, the Chena River came in line with a hydrocarbon pollution standard set to protect aquatic life. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation reports that the latest test data provided by the Tanana Valley Watershed Association shows hydrocarbon levels remain under the pollution threshold, while sedimentation is also coming down. DEC Environmental Program Specialist Chandra McGee attributes the progress to water quality permit-mandated public outreach.
The city did some surveys of residents in Fairbanks and the surrounding areas that found that most people didn't realize that everything that went straight into those storm drains also went directly to the river.
The public education is required by water permits issued to the City of Fairbanks, the North Star Borough, and local partner groups. The program includes outreach in schools in the spring when runoff peaks. McGee says other aspects of the effort to clean up the Chena are aimed at diverting runoff.
Designing your landscape differently so that things don't run off directly into those storm sewers, so that more water filters into the ground like it would naturally in a forest, as opposed to just running right off and picking up pollutants and going right into a storm drain.
McGee says spring street sweeping also helps limit sediments and other pollutants from running into the Chena River. She says the focus now is to maintain local awareness and other efforts to keep the river clean. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.